The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 66. I'm not that physically strong a person, and I'm not in the habit of overpowering people. My attempt to choke the life out of my friend Roger was a spur-of-the-moment type thing, brought on by an intense frustration, a certain amount of dehydration, a little too much sun, and his stupid, self-satisfied smirk. His life was in no real danger. I was quite easily stopped. All it took was a half dozen or so of the heavily armed nomads, Alvy, Hobie, and Mr. Freddy Bananas III, to haul me off him. Had I been serious about snuffing out his life, it probably would have taken much more than that. Once I was lying on the ground with three of my companions sitting on my chest, I calmed right down. I just needed to blow off a little steam is all. Of course, it took me some time to convince the others that I meant Roger no real harm. The second time was harder than the first, since the first time, when they relented and let me up, I went directly for him again. I still maintain that I was just kidding around, and that I never would have used that sword. It was just there, and I grabbed it. For dramatic effect, really. That was all. After a slightly longer time out, they decided to let me up, having pried the sword out of my hand and returned it to its rightful owner. I noticed they all managed to stand between me and Roger. They weren't wholly believing of my newfound serenity. At any rate, we were all soon back in the truck and moving along. Roger and I at opposite ends, of course. He kept shooting me angry looks. He had no forgiveness in him. I'd let the whole thing go, although if I started thinking again about how he'd gotten me into this mess, I could feel my anger beginning to grow. I just counted to 10 and thought about something else. I was at about 8 on my 4th or 5th run through, when suddenly one of the nomads in the cab of the old truck yelled something out, and everyone immediately became very excited. As none of our party spoke their language, it was not immediately apparent to us what was going on. But before very long, we realized that they had spotted the fellows who stole our stuff, their rivals in the quest for it. As our truck lurched and bumped along, it seemed to pick up speed. The nomads made a great show of readying their weapons, cocking and recocking them and so forth. Two of them began peeling back the tarp that covered the bed of the truck. Before long, we were all standing out in the open air. I could clearly see that we were closing in on the camel-mounted marauders, and it was apparent, from their frantic highing of their beasts, that they had spotted us. Very soon, it appeared, we would be in the midst of a fearsome melee.